This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Every bale of hay represents a cost in nutrients pulled from the soil, and it is no small cost either. With the current high expense of fertilizer, a bale of hay now has an even higher value of nutrients. A bale of fertilized fescue or Bermuda can have a nutrient cost of over $50 per bale, and a bale of unfertilized native can have a nutrient cost close to $20 per bale. And depending on the nitrogen rates and protein, that's on the conservative end. While hay bales are mostly composed of water and carbon, a hay bale with 1,000 pounds of dry material will also contain 30 pounds of nitrogen, 6 pounds of phosphorus, 20 pounds of potassium, and smaller amounts of secondary and micronutrients. Not accounting for the loss of nutrients from the soil in hay production will lead to low yields and the presence of low-quality forages like broom sedge and ragweeds. The nitrogen added to hay fields or grazed pastures directly results in higher production but also higher protein values. For every 1% of protein in a dry ton of hay represents 3.2 pounds of nitrogen. Nitrogen, however, it can't be saved in the soil. What isn't used by the grass in the season will be used by the microbes if denitrified from the soil. Grasses, however, with their large fibrous root systems are fairly efficient with nitrogen applications. Phosphorus and potassium can both be stored in the soil till later use. On average, it takes 20 pounds of phosphorus and 12 pounds of potassium to move the representative background nutrient soil test 1 part per million. But a soil test is not a value of the total amount of nutrient within the soil, but it's an approximation of what is plant available. At very low soil nutrient levels, much of the P and K fertilizer that is applied is absorbed into the soil and unavailable to plants. When it comes to fertilizer, the soil gets the first cut, the microbes get the second cut, and finally, the plants get what's left. It could take nearly a couple $1,000s per acre to get a complete fill of the soil nutrient profile from the very low levels to what is considered agronomically optimum, where crops grow at high efficiency. And that's without the cost of lime. This has implications when it comes to the cost and value of land, not only for the buying of land, but can have an important aspect for landlords with rented ground that is hayed, but not fertilized. Some of the nutrient loss from hay can, however, be returned to the pasture during the winter or spreading the manure back onto the fields. However, the distribution is not perfect, as cattle tend to carry the nutrients to the tree lines or the areas where they like to hang out. Most of the very low nutrient land in this area has a history of haying. In the end, there is just no such thing as free hay. This is also true for native grasses and old CRP ground, that if hayed, could need a limited amount of fertilization. If your pastures are looking rather scruffy, with low quality grasses and weeds taking over, please give me or a livestock agent Wendy a call. The first step is usually a soil test, and we have soil probes free to borrow in each of the extension offices. Please reach me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.